Although Chrysler's real estate taxes are considered secured debt, the $12 million Chrysler owes in personal property tax is not. However, Howard County Treasurer Marsha Lake says communities heavily affected by the car industry are getting some extra help from a provision in House Bill 1001 the General Assembly passed in 2008.
Taxes that are not paid by a transmission building company would have the option to borrow from the state rainy day fund. And, of course, we're not the only community here in Indiana that has, you know, has a problem with delinquent taxes as far as the automotive industry is concerned. So this is pretty much open to all of the struggling communities that are dealing with the bankruptcies from Chrysler.
Lake says that if Chrysler were to take a loan from the state, the company would have 10 years to pay it back. If the automaker doesn't pay its owed taxes to the county, either by itself or through a loan, Lake says the deficit will have to be made up by county residents. For WFIU News, I'm Ariana Prothero.